Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue our journey with St. John, the beloved apostle, who's teaching us what's at the core of the revelation of Jesus' incarnation. What has Jesus come to teach us, to give us? What has he come to do for us? And how is he calling us to respond to him? John describes it so beautifully. It's wonderful that at the beginning of this new church year, we're walking with under the tutelage of St. John the Apostle. He's helping us, and the Word of God is living and active, Scripture says. And boy, that's what I'm experiencing just reading these days, friends, with you and reflecting on the words of St. John and his teaching, how the Holy Spirit has inspired him to instruct us in a way that will lead us to have a renewed mind and lead us into a transformed way of living. Blessed be God. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week and or last week, and as we've gone through John's letter, I'd encourage you to just download our Renewal Ministries app. That's the simplest way to have access to the programs anytime you want to. Or the Ave Maria app gives you that same option. And if you have time, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net and all kinds of good material there for you. You can also plug into our YouTube channel there and some of Ralph Martin's YouTubes, mine, and others of our team, speaking about the moment we're living in. And I think many people have found those very, very encouraging. If you like them, just go ahead and subscribe to them. And if you can, give us whatever financial support you can to help keep the ministry going. So here we go. This is 1 John 4, 11 through 18. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. He's kind of following up from what he has said a number of times, that in this is love, that the Son of God came and laid down his life for us fundamentally. That's what he's saying again and again. In the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we saw love. We touched it. So he'll touch on this as well here. He said, no one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We've come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in God remains in love, remains in God, and God in him. In this is love, brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so the one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Again, there's four paragraphs here, and they're just loaded with revelation and understanding of who the Lord Jesus, what he's come to do in us, how he's come to transform us, and the way of life he's leading us into. So, beloved, if God so loves us, we also must love one another. This is important, really simple, but important principle to remember, always remember. God loves each and every person infinitely. He comes to us and he saves us each individually. You know, that's part of what salvation means. He's come to save me, a unique person made in the image and likeness of God. Every one of us is different. And each of us has a personal relationship with God. But what John wants to remind us here is that the love he has for me, he has for you. And what he's doing and what the Holy Spirit is doing in us is he's making us a community, a family, a communion, a body. And he saves us all. He's forming, as St. Paul says, one new man. That is the united body of Christ. He's going to present to the Father a prepared bride. Father's going to offer to his Son. We're going to be a body of people by God's grace, by God's mercy, who through the work of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the saints, the preaching of the church, the sacraments, and all of it together, helping us become one in Christ, to love one another as he has loved us. This is the key fundamental characteristic. That means profound compassion and mercy and tenderness, kindness toward one another. So John always has this image in mind. He understands that each one of us have encountered Christ individual. Each one of us have come into salvation. Each one of us had to make a decision to, you know, repent, to turn to Christ, and then to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit in baptism and to walk in Him. But we don't just walk individually. We're one body. We're a community. No one has ever seen God, John says. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us. Another word for remain is abide. Jesus said so clearly in John's gospel, you know, if you abide in me, you're going to bear much fruit. If you're going to abide in me, if you're going to remain in me, you're going to receive this love, and you're going to live with me in this love and live with the family that I've gathered, those who are born again by water and the Spirit in the communion of love that I'm bringing about. This will lead you to perfection, because love, and to love like God loves, that's what perfection is. Human perfection. That's really what it is. So as we abide in the Lord, that's what having, speaking with Him, living with Him, internalizing His word, welcoming His promises, following His leadership, embracing His will for our lives, standing no matter what circumstances we are confronted with in life, no matter how difficult, how challenging, we know we're in the hands of God. God has permitted this to happen, and I can stand in the face of difficulty and say, I trust in the Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I know you love me. Jesus, I know you're going to lead me to the Father. You're going to use this terrible circumstance to purify me, to strengthen me, to change my outlook, to help me see what I can't see now, and to come into a fuller life in you. Love gets brought to perfection in us, John says. It keeps purifying us and leading us to be conformed to Jesus. And we remain that He is, this is, I love this part. This is how we know that we remain in Him, that He's given us His Spirit. So it's normal for a Christian to experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. That it's not just a doctrine. It's not just a theoretical truth. The Holy Spirit's a person who's come into our lives, and through, you know, the sending of the Father and the Son, the Spirit comes to us, and it makes us born again into the family of God. And there's a new way to know God, to experience God, and this experience the outworking of the Spirit. So how does that happen in our lives? The Holy Spirit first leads us to, convicts us of our sin. The Holy Spirit leads us to repentance. The Holy Spirit comes to us in baptism and makes us a dwelling place. We're a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, individually and corporately as the body of Christ. The Spirit begins to form our character. The Spirit leads us into bearing the fruits. Jesus said, if you abide in me, you'll bear many fruits, right? And the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Jesus said, come and live with me each day. Walk with me. Trust me. If you stumble, fall, I'll pick you up. Let's keep coming. Just keep coming. Keep repenting. Keep receiving God's mercy and God's forgiveness. And trust in His capacity in the Spirit to transform your life. So you'll experience the changes that the Holy Spirit brings you into and conforms you more and more to Jesus, healing your heart, healing the wounds within that bind us, giving us a new heart, a new mind. He gives us spiritual gifts, charisms, and other things to help build the kingdom of God. John said, we know that we remain in Him because we know we have the Spirit. And the Spirit is giving us a profound affection and understanding and experience of God as our Father. And the Holy Spirit's moving us to proclaim Jesus as Lord. In fact, these are the two main mutual realities of abiding. One, you know, we have the Holy Spirit and we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and all that that means. He goes on to say here, moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent His Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in Him and He in God. We have come to know and believe the love of God, what the love of God has for us, right? We believe in the love, that God has for us. How? We experience the Spirit. We have a divine affection that's growing in us. A love of God as Father. We're receiving and experiencing His forgiveness. His mercy is at work in our hearts, transforming us. And friends, if you don't experience these things, somebody's trying to steal something from you, namely the enemy. And so we need to accept God's truth and say, this is reality. and I'm going to walk in this, and I'm going to confess it, and I'm going to believe it. You're not the exception. You're not the one who has fallen so far or is so bad or has had such a bad upbringing and so many problems that you fall outside of all that John's talking about here. Each day, friends, just ask the Holy Spirit, talk to the Holy Spirit throughout the day at different times. He's present. Just acknowledge, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me love this person. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank the Holy Spirit for the little ways in which you see God, understand God, where you're growing in charity. Every little way, little steps, don't despise little steps. Give thanks to the Holy Spirit and say, I want to see, help me see more. Help me hear you more deeply. Help me feel what you feel, Holy Spirit. Help me love the way you love. Bring my soul in harmony with the heart of God. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to help us do. And that's there for every single person. The worst person on earth, however fallen and bad or whatever they're trapped in, can become the greatest saint. Nothing can hold us back from coming into God's full purpose, becoming saints, because that's our destiny. That's what we're called to. Jesus comes to save sinners. He's a physician that's coming to heal the sick, and that's all of us. So I think at times we get caught up in the world, the way John has talked about it in this letter, the cosmos, the dimension of the world that's just living in resistance to God. And that gets us caught up in the things that the world keeps exalting as significant and to be honored constantly and pursued and valued. Like, man, if I just get those things, this position, that money, that circle of friends, that neighborhood, that accomplishment, that recognition, then I will have arrived. And we completely miss that all of that stuff is either a deception or it's just going to pass away. Even if it's good, it's going to pass away. And that the real gold and the real opportunity to rise to the highest heights beyond our wildest imagination, it's already at work in us if we've been baptized into Christ. And your sin, your brokenness, your weakness, my sin, my brokenness, weakness, does not stand in the way if I bring it to the feet of Jesus. He doesn't look at you through the prism of your sin. That's not his storyline for your life. He comes to take it away. He's your advocate. He sent the Spirit to help you and to lead you. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, was such an interesting way to express this, because as he is, so we are in the world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear because fear has to do with punishment. So he's making a distinction here, which later writers would talk about the difference between servile, slavish kind of fear, the fear of an orphan that's dominated by isolation, alienation, guilt, shame, and the rest of it, and that God is just angry and he's going to discipline. No, we have filial fear. We have the healthy, profound awe and reverence of the holy God who we know loves us. That's what he's talking about here. And this is what the Holy Spirit gives us. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit that we receive in confirmation in particular. God bless you, friends. Let's walk in the Spirit today.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.